This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Mattress Firm, our premier mattress provider. They provide 120-night sleep trial, so if your mattress is not perfect, they will pick it up and find you a new one. Save 10% off your order with code MMANUTS10. Tire Buyer, buy tires online, get them shipped for free to an installer of your choice. Save 10% off with code MMA10. Crowd Cow, the marketplace for high-quality craft beef and meats from ranches around the world. Save $15 off your first box with code MMA15. NordVPN, get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the two-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMANUTS. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 559.
559ers!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Sorry, I'm blasting out over here. MMA show, my MMA fans, former fans, walking line between serious.
But hold on. There we go. Do it again. Serious and
Dan. Ridiculous. I didn't see anything. Oh, you're going blind. He's trying to get crazy over there.
It didn't work. Man, that's some serious packaging.
I'm not smart. I'm gonna fucking put that on the shelf up there, but I'm not that smart. That's all right.
I gotta be behind me. It's
back. Yeah, you're smart like that. So what's going on? Get back from vacation.
Went on vacation out west to go a little snowboarding. The snow was not so awesome, but it wasn't
really cooperating.
It was like mashed potatoes.
Don't they have snow machines?
No.
It's not Midwest.
Giant mountain, like at 11,000 feet, you know, there's no snow machines. There's the sky.
That's bullshit, man.
And the sky this year did not give a lot of snow. And plus, you know, I feel like the spring came earlier and it's warmer earlier everywhere. Yeah. It seems like so global warming. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. It's been winter here forever. Still snowing and whatnot.
Yeah.
I think we're finally going to get into the rain season shortly.
Yes. It's going to go between 70 and 40 and rainy and 70 and sunny and then 50s and then 80. And then it's going to slowly creep up from the bottom. This freaking spring weather is like crazy around here. Raining sometimes for 3-4 days straight.
No, yeah, I saw. I think we're going to do, I think today was the one day without rain, and then we're going to do about a week of rain.
Okay.
I'm like, all right. Well, it's better than the snow. I mean, we still keep getting flurries. Mm-hmm. It's only April, right? I did put my snowblower away, so fuck that snow. We can't do a blizzard right now. Can we? I don't know.
No. Okay. No blizzards. It's April. Shouldn't be any blizzard.
Nah, you would think that.
No.
So what else is happening out there?
MMAs, you want to talk a little news? Is that what you're saying?
Sure.
How about this? Ben Rothwell released from the UFC, no longer facing Alexander Gustafsson in May. Just like that. No real reason given. It's like, hey, we're going to get rid of him. So.
Yeah, I saw that. And I think that's really good for Gustafsson because I thought that was a terrible fucking matchup because I think Rothwell is a nightmare for a lot of people and especially Gustafsson, you know, fighting at heavyweight. He's not successful. And I still think Gustafsson's making that move so he can eventually fight John Jones whenever the fuck John wants to get it on. I mean, that's a fight to make right now. Just do John Jones versus Gustafsson at heavyweight.
Both I can get behind that. While. Absolutely. Let's do that.
Because I forget who Gustafsson was trying to lobby for now. OSP maybe, but why the fuck did Rothwell get cut when he has a fight scheduled in May?
I don't know.
Right? It's a little weird.
They didn't want to pay him.
Maybe. He's like making $500,000. Like, hey, man, we can't fucking pay this guy. Cut him.
Right.
Unless it's like a secret, double secret probation where he tested positive for steroids, but they don't tell anybody. Just like, let's just fucking cut him. And not fucking report him. And then that way you can fight in Bellator or Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
It's really weird because I can't remember any other time of a UFC fighter getting cut when he has a fight coming up in a month and a half or whatever. So odd.
It is really odd. Something must have happened, but nothing was disclosed.
Did he fuck Dana White's wife?
Maybe.
Like, there's something going on. Like, he either fucks someone's wife, or he tests positive for steroids.
Yeah, that could, the steroids could be.
I think he fucks. I'm gonna say he fucks.
Makes sense.
And then this weekend you have a decent event coming up. Let's pull this fucker up. UFC's 273. That's
273. Yes, sir.
Share a screen. Move this up a little. I'm gonna do a little adjustment. Fucking Volkanovski versus a Korean Zombie. Yeah, title fight. Aljamain Sterling, Peter Yan. And then this fucking third fight is crazy. So you got Gilbert Burns versus Shamayev. Like, fuck, man. This is the test fight. Because everyone keeps crowning Shamayev. Like, he's the guy. He's the fucking guy. And now he's got a legitimate fight in front of him.
He does. Well, Burns, you know, you got his last few fights. He's beat Stephen Thompson, Woodley, Damian Maya, Gunnar Nelson, a Hooker a few years ago. So, I mean, I think the competition level is higher. So we're going to see.
Yeah, you're going to see exactly where he's at. Yeah.
If he destroys this guy, I'm worried for that division if he destroys this guy. But
fuck yeah.
I think it's going to be a tough fight. That's a good one.
It is, because you're also going to see, like, how does Shamayev go when the fight goes many, many rounds, right?
Yes.
How's he been finishing? First round. Round two, you know, et cetera. And then you know who else is fighting on this card?
Huh.
Let me scroll back, close this. Mackenzie Dern, Tisha Torres. That is hot. I'm all about hot. Mm-hmm. Like that action. Look at the prelims.
This is Rosenstruck.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Aspen Ladd.
Yep. Mickey Gall. And a little early prelims.
Oh, Mark Madsen.
Wow. Yep. Kay Hansen. She has an OnlyFans page.
Hmm.
I don't know what it is. There's something about average looking chicks with fighters that have OnlyFans pages, which I totally respect. So it's a solid card, is what I'm trying to say, Ingo.
Okay.
Got multiple hot women on it.
There is, and there's a lot of experience on this card. It doesn't look like there's, you know, plenty of guys with lots and ladies with lots of fights. So
yes, and ranked fighters. That's once again, we go back to the theory of if it's a numbered card, it's usually a pretty good card because you have quality fighters on there. So you're looking like you have champ versus number four, champ versus interim champ, number two versus number 11, number five versus number seven. You actually have ranked fighters where you look at the fight nights where it's just filler fights. You might have a ranked fighter fighting someone as the main event, and then the rest is just filler to make our ESPN quota. So we can get paid bank, you know.
Yeah.
And let's talk about our sponsor, Ingo. Manscaped action. So, fellas, have you started spring cleaning yet? And goes over there trying to blind the masses. The carpets need cleaning, and the drapes need dusting, and your lawn needs mowing. Spring has sprung, and the global leaders in below-the-waist grooming have the best tools for cleaning aisles 5 in your pants. Nice. Time to clear out your winter bush and join the other 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. I got to take a side right here, because who the fuck isn't trimming year round? Because if you're not, that's fucked up. You got to keep that shit in line.
You got to get a Christmas bush. That's the key.
No, that's the ladies. Ladies keep a Christmas bush. Men, you got to keep it clean.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, that's right. By going to manscaped.com/MMA nuts, you can save 20% off and get free shipping.
That's right. So start off your spring cleaning using the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer to get the most precise shave on your hedges. Did we mention it's waterproof as well? No need to worry about watering your grass with this tool, equipped with an LED light, so you know it'll be a major asset.
Blinded
me with the new shower machine. I'm not going to try to wrestle with it. It's good packaging too. This shit's not coming out of here.
That's right.
So, also, we have a very special edition, the TCS Special Edition, which commemorates the start of spring, marking the Testicular Cancer Awareness Month in April. Manscaped has partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to bring awareness to testicular cancer, men's health, and early cancer detection. Manscaped is committed to raising awareness for the most common form of cancer in men aged 15 to 35 and giving support for fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer as part of their
We Save Balls
initiative. Thank you, Matt. You can get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. It's time to throw out your old hygiene habits and upgrade your life.
You get a sweet fucking box. They save fucking balls, you know.
It's a pretty cool box. I might just keep the box because it's just cool, you know. But
bird. I'm gonna go shave right now.
Immediately. What else is happening?
Let's talk about, there's a lot of action going on this weekend. I've got a couple of theories.
Okay.
So let's start with, because we've not been talking about podcasting or fights for a couple of weeks. We're off last week. Jorge Masvidal sucker punches Colby Covington. Like, what the fuck? So apparently they're at some steak club, and you heard me, a steak club. They had to eat steaks. And Masvidal allegedly runs up on Covington and sucker punches him twice, chips his tooth, does like $15,000 worth of damage to his alleged Rolex watch, which I don't believe he owns. And then he presses charges for the first time ever for anybody. I'm thinking about Leon Edwards, right? He got fucked up, did not press charges. Covington seems to be in a lot of this shit, because didn't Verdum throw a boomerang at him?
He did. That was a long time ago.
He didn't press charges.
Out in public, he just got the shit thrown. Why does this keep happening?
Exactly. He's got a problem. And Masvidal was also yelling at him, like, don't talk about my kids, right? Mm-hmm. And then we have, so here's my conspiracy theory. I think Jorge Masvidal is the reason that Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars.
Makes sense.
Right?
I can buy that theory.
And he said, so you talk about my wife, but keep your wife's cock out of your mouth, or whatever the fuck he was yelling at him. You motherfucker. I don't know. All the nonsense he's yelling.
I still didn't believe that was real. When I saw that, on like some weird YouTube Asian rip. I'm like, this has got to be like a joke. There's no way that two reasons, because number one, Will Smith doesn't seem like he would do that. Number two, but I don't even know him, so what do I know? But I'm just saying, the fact that Chris Rock did not retaliate is shocking to me.
Well, I was listening to a podcast recently with Chris Rock. I think it was Fly on the Wall with Dana Carvey and David Spade, and they had Chris Rock on. He was talking about, in the past, he's had anger issues. So I guess he was getting picked on in high school or something, and he picked up a brick and went after the person that was picking on him and beat the shit out of him with a brick. And they weren't sure if he was dead. Basically, he became a pacifist after that, because he took it to an extreme level and never wanted to do it again. So he was kind of letting people walk all over him. And he said he got to a point now where he can articulate if he's got a problem with someone, so that shit doesn't get to that point. Yeah. But then here's a scenario where you don't get a chance. And my only problem is, why is he not basing out? Like, you see him coming at you, just frame out like, hey, man. So it doesn't come to that point. Or just push kick him. Push kick Will Smith. Fuck you, motherfucker. Because what's your take on that whole situation?
I think if another man slaps you on public TV, you have to retaliate. that was my first thought. It doesn't matter if he's like four times your size. You only have one option. You have to retaliate.
You get hit. You have to respond. There's nothing
you can do. But I don't know. You know, whatever. It still doesn't seem real. I feel like they're what do you call them? They're April fooling us. They're fucking with us, Matt. It's like gonna come out in a week. It's all been a joke.
he got hit. That's for sure. But why did he not get arrested? Why does someone have to press charges when it's a clear offense? Yes. You're setting a precedent by letting him slap him and get away with it.
People can slap every comedian that upsets them.
Yeah, fine. But I feel like we're back in fourth grade again, right? Like, don't you talk about my mama? I'll beat your ass. You
know? Yeah.
Like, oh, Jesus. I mean, there was a time and place where I was all for all this shit. And now I don't know if it's because I'm getting older and this is just a whole bunch of nonsense that I don't fucking need. The only reason I have to talk about it is because it fucking destroyed my Twitter timeline. And all I'm following is mostly the MMA people, right? Like, yeah. Jesus fucking Christ. I gotta have everybody's word on this and whatever. It's all Jorge Masvidal's fault. Or maybe it's Colby Covington. Let's blame Colby Covington. I like that. It's his fault.
He seems to be the common denominator in all this. I bet you he was at that Will Smith thing. He was probably there, sitting behind him.
With his Make America Great hat on. Yes. Right behind him. It's very odd. So what else is going on out there?
I got a video of a bare knuckle fighting KO from over the weekend, apparently. Cool.
I'm in.
TDFC Prospect 2 event. Let me see if I can share this, but without sound. I'm not sure if you've seen this or not, but check it out. Ah, what the hell? Every time.
It never plays.
It never plays. Now it plays.
That's it.
Oh
my God. And they're wearing jeans and
but at least it's not on concrete. Here you go.
Yeah, that's way better than the concrete.
Good night.
Oh, I like that. I like how he does the jab and he leaves the jab out there. I used to do that to people when we'd spar.
To try to push them off balance.
Yeah, I would just walk forward with my jab extended because it's a weird defense. You're like, what the fuck? And then you can slap that right over it. Mm-hmm. I like it. That was awesome.
Sidestep that to defend. Is it like you're like a tank? You're just like
just walk forward.
it's like
confusing.
Hockey.
Yeah,
like exactly.
Like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. Let me adjust. Since we're going down the KO route, I got approximately 4 for you.
Okay.
Oh my God. Hang on. Fucking here we go with Twitter that just wants to fucking start playing everything. So for me, it just plays. For you, it's like we'll go no sound and turn sound off. So I don't know where this one is. Predador FC in Brazil.
Okay.
So we got this guy, flying knee.
Oh, damn. Oh,
fucking flying knee KO. So we start with that one. Let's see how fast I can rattle these off. Not very fast because I'm not very good. This Twitter just keeps playing. That's the problem. It doesn't stop when I press stop.
Ooh, those are some big boys. Oh, damn.
I didn't even really see that one.
You like spun them around.
Oh, shit. Because the one, it's like spinning shit, and then the other guy's spinning. And you're like, what the fuck's going on? I don't know. Someone's going to get raped. Yes. What? You can't say that. Yes, you can. And then I don't know what, I don't even care what organizations these are. It's just people getting knocked out. How's that? Go.
Oh, he's got his hands down. Oh damn.
Oh, he went white eye. Holy fuck. Let's see that again.
That guy was not expecting that. Oof, damn. Right across
his eyeballs.
Chin. That's scary.
I don't like that. I don't like that one bit. I'm going to say pass on that fucking knockout. I don't want to see that one again. Let's hopefully this last one's not that brutal. Oh, unfortunately, this one's way brutal. This is one like yours that you shared.
Let's see.
We're gonna go no sound, but
oh damn. Stiffed him and then still
boarded and then fucking two-timed. 1-2. Oh man. That's tough.
It's like what happened? Ouch. That's that's pretty brutal.
And there's a lot of blood on that fucking ring too. When I look back at that, some Muay Thai shit. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what else has happened out there? Get all these knockouts. I feel sick.
I've got a Hezbollah sighting. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Hopefully this works. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, there I saw a Barstool was
got a little Barstool pick here. Hezbollah Sunday conversation just happened.
He's a big sucker puncher.
He is. He's got him by the tie.
They punch him in the balls. You gotta watch out for that little fucker. He's like, it's face or balls.
Which one you want?
Yeah. And did you see he was rocking a mustache? I think he's been watching our show.
Oh, damn. Nice.
That can't be real. I don't believe it.
Same thing.
He was doing that, and then someone else was trying to kill him. I don't know why. I think this is odd. Hang on. Do fucking Hezbollah.
What like, the hell?
Oh, like someone's medicine ball.
So angry. That's a big medicine ball, though.
Like he almost got KO'd. Like
he took it like a
hey, I'm gonna kill somebody. You want some? You got some. It's on tap now, motherfucker. And then let's see this interview. It looks pretty fun. We may do a little volume on this. Again, it seems like the other countries like to party when they interview and stuff. And I have to appreciate this lady here doing the interview. And the one guy who started the fight started with a slap. Ooh, and he gets stomped at the end there. But I like this back view too. Oh. Interviewer. Let's pause here. I like the interviewer knows how shit's gonna go down because she exits stage left real quick. Watch. Oh, I'm out. I don't know what the hell's going on, but it's either let's just call it Russia because that's where it's always all the fun.
Stupidest
happens.
Thing to have the fight during the stare down. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, I get it. It's weird, it's right?
Pretty dumb.
And then let's talk about Conor McGregor a little bit. Did you see he got arrested and his car got seized for dangerous driving in Ireland? And
yeah,
I don't know if it was a manager claim that he was driving to the gym.
At like 3 a.m.
Yeah, I gotta get to the gym real quick. I'm gonna do work. Like, are you kidding me? Like, he's not allegedly all coked up with hookers. It's just hookers and blow, right?
Good God, he's out of control. I mean, it's obvious by his Instagram feed.
Oh, I haven't even looked at that. Is that worthwhile checking out?
Yeah, he's just a lot of the same shit that we've been posting. You know,
like shirtless in bed.
Shirtless, smoking, eating, drinking, driving, pretending being a buffoon.
It sounds fun.
Yeah. What else?
Go ahead. You got anything else? As I'm getting blasted by Twitter here.
I don't have pictures of this, but I read an article that talks about Melvin Manhoef over the weekend apprehending 3 burglars. So he smashed in the car window with his bare hands. And he's like, I pulled them out and put them on their knees. I waited for the police to come and arrest them. So all I have is a picture, which I can share, which he's looking like he's handling shit in his fucking flip-flops.
With his winter jacket on.
This is all like, I got these fools. And these guys are just like, okay, man, we're not going to go anywhere.
A bunch of blood on the ground?
It seems like. So, but not I don't surprising. Know. Seems like this happens more often now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
MMA fighters stepping
yeah,
in.
Yeah, there stuff. Was someone else that did that too recently. Can't remember, but it's nice to see. As long as people don't have guns, you know, good on them. And I saw this promo for Ronda Rousey. I'm not going to share the sound, but I don't know how she hasn't figured out shadow boxing yet.
Oh, you that's know. Not Ronda Rousey. Oh, there we no. go.
It's the she same looks, fucking UFC shadow boxing.
She looks angry. That's all you need her to do. Just yeah. look angry.
But look at, let me.
It's probably the jacket. It's preventing her from being loose in the cage, Matt.
But I thought she was the best boxer ever. I thought she was going to knock out Mayweather. She's on the cover of Ring fucking Side magazine or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know. Hey, did you see Sexy Yama had a fight?
And, no.
He's 46. Look at the physique for fucking 46. Jesus Christ. Damn.
I got work to do.
Yep.
I don't look anything like that. And I'm only a couple years younger. So.
And I'm a couple of years. I'm 2-3 over. I got work to do. But it's so fun to not do work. That's tough. It's a tough game to play. Mm-hmm. Like, do you stay in shape or you just go for broke?
Depends. On vacation, you go for broke. I think when you're not on vacation, you try to stay in shape if you can.
Yeah,
with a couple of go for brokes in there, but you know,
sometimes I work out on vacation. Sometimes I at least do. I've done at least on the trips to Hawaii at least one day of workout. Where I'm like, you might as well, because some of these places you stay at, there's like a small hut that is overlooking the ocean. I'm like, you gotta at least get in that hut and do a little bit of cardio and enjoy the view. Like while you wake up, because you're like the time difference is so fucked up. It's like 4 hours earlier. So you might as well wake up at fucking 5 a.m. and go work out, you know, whatever, 4 a.m. I don't remember what time it was, but those were fun workouts. Brought my daughter with me at one time.
I like it.
She got her workouts in. Did you know Paige VanZant likes the color green?
No.
Yeah. Nice. Apparently she's down with the green. I didn't know why, but and then apparently she's got a another bare knuckle fighting championship fight set up for July 8th in London. Why? That's my question.
Money. They're probably gonna pay her a lot, I'm guessing.
Money or Miami.
Good lord.
This lady likes Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying. In respect. Let me do one more and I'll throw it back to you. The Blonde Bomber had a weigh in over the weekend, or maybe 2 weeks ago. I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
I'd like to share this.
You know.
Like, why can't the UFC fighters wear fun stuff like this anymore?
This is fun. I agree. Lots of fun.
It's all about, right?
It's basically, she's basically wearing lingerie on stage.
That's what she wears. I have mad respect for that. Like, oh my God.
Good Lord.
What else you got out there?
I got nothing. I'm tapped.
Oh, okay. Do you want to see a great way to fucking rectify any spine issues you have?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm scared.
I don't know. Don't be scared.
I don't know what you're going to show me.
Homie. I'm going to go no volume.
What? How can he do that? Is he double jointed?
What is that? 225?
Is he gonna blow himself out?
Well, if he hasn't done it already. He's just surprisingly pushing that up pretty easily for the physique he has. Okay. I don't know, but just that bend, it's so not natural. Does he have Cain Velasquez as his trainer?
I don't know. I feel like something's going to explode.
It looks it's not unnatural. My dick. Here's another great way to train while we're at it. You want to get injured while training? Ask Tony Ferguson, but this isn't Tony Ferguson.
Blindfolded on a tire, huh?
Yeah. It's a good way to fucking roll an ankle and or fall into some kind of apparatus.
Yeah.
Get fucked up. I'm just saying. I just wouldn't post that. That's, but whatever. This is fucking TikTok. Let's do a little tweet of the week.
All right. I'm ready. Give it to me.
We got three. You got three to choose from. And this one starts with Freelance Goon. He says, this is still the only fighter to utilize knees to the asshole in a finish. Title shot long overdue. Oh. Yeah, don't ever turn your back on someone. Knee to the asshole. Feel like that's a little bastard. Bada bing, bang, boom. Knee to the asshole. Head to the table. Like, fuck, Bass. Like, really? And then who are we following us? Oh, let's go to Ben Shapiro. They need to send Will Smith to move with his auntie and uncle in Bel Air.
It's time.
That was funny. And I hope he gets grilled like a motherfucker by every single comedian out there. So fuck him. And last one. Oh, who's this? Barstool Sparks. Oh, God. Yeah, here you go. If you're not deadlifting to the point where you piss yourself, then you're doing, do you even lift, bro?
Seriously?
Like, she's pissing all over the floor.
Yeah. That's really crazy.
You're squeezing so hard, you're pissing. I respect that. Yeah, okay. I'll just say I'll respect that.
It's kinky.
I know, right? I'm like, should I be turned on by that? I don't know. It's fucked up. It's fucked up. Maybe. All right, we'll move along. I won't ask for your vote on that one.
I like the last save one. You. I like the last one. I figured that's my winner.
Fair enough.
Winner, okay. Winner, chicken dinner.
I'm okay with this. Let's do a little ass and nuts. So Real Convict Donald asks, he says, what the fuck is this crap with Dana White doing a cookie show now? What adjectives, you heard me, adjectives, would you use to describe this dumb fuckery? And what's next? Dana's eye for the fighter guy fashion makeovers? I don't know. Your call on that.
Superfluous.
Ooh. I like a little superfluous. Superfluous. I'm okay with him doing whatever. Like, it's fine, right? He wants to piss on people. That's fine. There's a little bare knuckle question for you. Twitter poll, left to right. You have to vote on which one. I don't even know what the question is, but one, two, or three, ranking ladies.
I'm going to go middle's number one.
Yes.
Right number two, and left is number three.
We're in agreement. What's going on here?
I don't know. Whoa. The universe.
Yeah, I know, right? There's something cool about blonde hair with those brown eyebrows.
There you go.
I like that. Because I know stuff. I'm just saying. Any knowledge for the week?
Well, yeah, I know I recommended Yellowstone to you a while ago, but they have a prequel 10 episode series that came out a few months back, and we binge watched it on vacation, like when we did watch it, and it was it's called 1883, and it's set in 1883. It's about the Pilgrims coming, but it's the backstory of that family and how they ended up in Montana. It's really good. If you want more of that era versus modern era, because I know you like Red Dead Redemption, that's more that. So
is there rape and pillage?
All of it. It's pretty graphic, I would say, yes.
Okay, then I'm in. But not for the right reasons. Only the right reasons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just keep in mind it was on network TV, so the gore level isn't HBO level gore. Oh, okay, but, gotcha. You know what I mean. But the story's really good. So
here, I'm trying to think. What did I watch? Moon Knight? Marvel superhero. Weird superhero. I don't know what it's one of these shows where I don't know what the fuck's going on yet. Mm-hmm. That started on March 30th. But I hate the way Disney does their streaming, because if I want to binge, just let me binge. But they want to like string me out week after week.
Subscription money, yes.
Yeah, well, then just fucking charge by the year then, you cunt. Let me pay the yearly price, which is free if you have the Verizon deal. But I want to be able to binge it because the first show was cool, but I don't know what the fuck's happening. And now I have to wait another week to go, what the fuck's happening? It feels like Westworld, right? And I could never figure out what the fuck was happening after 2 years. And I could never tell you if it was worth watching or not, because I'm like, I still don't know what's going on. And go, I can't tell you if this is a good show or not.
That's awesome.
So I feel like I'm going down the same path with this one, but I have respect for Marvel and superheroes. So I'll keep watching it and report. So
yeah.
And what else? I got a couple other knowledges I'm going to stick in here. So I saw this cool one. This is a Barstool Sports thing. Posted another guy. This is probably the best beer bong I've ever seen and probably the best way to do it. So this fucking guy, I got a
six blow beers. My
screen up. He's doing six.
How does he get them all in his stomach? Good God.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Hang on. I got to move this over.
Oh, my God.
I mean, a little bit is pouring out, but this guy is legitimately pounding six fucking beers.
How does he not hurl immediately afterward?
That is a lot of alcohol. That's just a lot of fluid.
Yeah.
Good Lord, my friend. Yeah, I bet he fucking zooked right there. Zoot, shoot, riot. And we'll close on this one. I always thought this was real, but I wasn't quite sure, but it's legit now. Brazilian seeker, you heard me, singer, Pouca had to be rushed to the hospital after holding her farts in too long because she was hanging out with her boyfriend. It's bad, Ingo. Bad. Don't hold your farts in. I fart right in front of my in-laws now. I do not even give a shit.
I'm just like, you just let them rip.
I just like, well, I try to time it so it could be funny. Like if there's a lot of silence, like I like to break the silence with a solid fart.
Oh my God, you've turned into that old man already.
I will still say excuse me, but because like my kids are like, oh my God, I can't believe you just farted in front of mommy's parents. I'm like, you're goddamn right I did. That's funny as shit, kids. You should do it.
Jesus Christ. You're going on 80 over there. And pretty soon you're gonna have a smoking pipe. You'd be like,
oh, I could use a smoking pipe. Smoking jacket, right?
Yes. And a jacket, yep.
Heck yeah. Uh-huh. Well, that's when you know you're comfortable with someone because you've been around them. But we've taken some trips with them, right? I forgot where we went the last time. I couldn't enjoy the trip 100%, but we went to Wisconsin with my wife's parents. And
nice.
You're living together for whatever, a weekend. Sometimes you got to fart. You got to let it out. You don't want to go to the hospital. Right.
No.
You don't go to the hospital.
You do not. No.
Just saying. All right. I'll shut it down.
All righty. Well, that's been this week's edition of MA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.